This week we're going to talk about influencing generations from Ruth chapter 4. And thank you for connecting. More people are, you know, each week being added to the list. Share this with people who you think might enjoy it and benefit and grow in their faith. So redeem means to buy back, to rescue, to gain or regain what was lost, and also it involves a cost. And so in this story of Ruth, now it's at the point where Boaz and Ruth, they want to get married. Ruth is a widow. Boaz, a kinsman redeemer, but not the nearest male relative. So Boaz has to go through a process. And in chapter 4, verse 6, he goes to the kinsman redeemer, who's the closest male relative. And he says, are you willing? Do you want to both purchase the land, but also, you know, have the widow, Ruth, as your wife? And the man says, no, I cannot do it because it's going to endanger my estate. He feels threatened that, you know, with the new family coming in, that name, maybe some of the inheritance will go the other direction. He's processing the cost and he doesn't want to do it. Makes me grateful for Jesus, who processes the cost of our salvation and redemption and is willing and was willing to die on a cross, because redemption involves that cost, that purchase, that sacrifice, and that ransom. And not everyone's willing to do it. So as you think about redemption opportunities, yes, consider the cost, but ultimately the question is God in it? And Boaz is thrilled that the other one, he's only thinking about himself. But Boaz sees the big picture. He's trusting God, and he's willing to pay that price. Redemption has a price. Jesus paid it for us, and we have opportunities to make a difference in this world.